You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. How am I supposed to feel okay about all the bad stuff I did in my past? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Let's diet do this.
all the rock and a lot more aspartame than you really thought was coming your way right here on The Bridge Loud. We're also going to answer a question that came into The Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how am I supposed to feel okay about all the bad stuff I did in my past? And Glenn, it's a great question, and it's something we all deal with to some extent at times and to different severities. So how would we start off?
Well, I think, you know, we can start by recognizing that regret and remorse are natural. Everybody experiences regret. If you feel regret right now, welcome to the party. We all have that. But it's possible to experience regret and remorse in a way that become very easily overwhelming. And at that point, you're kind of stuck. You're not really growing. You're not making new choices that you would not have regret over in the future. So we're going to just play out the cycle over and over again unless we break it. And particularly, I think we struggle when we're trying to in some way undo the past and kind of ignore it. And that's what we have to move forward off of.
That's an excellent place to start. And Jed, I'd love you to pick us up there. I think Glenn gave us some really good words to use with these feelings that you're going to have when you start thinking about bad things you did in your past. There's a lot of emotions that come up with that. We talk about guilt and shame on the show all the time. But what does he mean when we say that you're going to have to deal with regret and do something with that?
So I think that we have all had that moment of going, man, I wish I hadn't done that. Man, I wish I could go back in time and say that different or do that different or make a different choice. That's regret. And Glenn is right that pretty much everybody experiences that. I think it's worth noting, if you've never experienced a sense of regret, if you've never experienced a sense of, I wish I could go back and make a different choice or say a different thing or do a different thing, that's pretty rare. Would not be a typical experience. The vast majority of people experience regret. They experience a sense of remorse. And like Glenn is saying, it's really easy for those to get to a place where they're kind of overwhelming us. And we feel like, I need to do something to make this feeling go away and go away now. And it is really easy for that to get us in a place where we're trying to rewrite history. We're trying to undo the things that we've done. We're trying to erase the past. And that doesn't really work. There's not really such a thing as that. To be clear, that doesn't stop people from trying, of course, but it doesn't actually work. The thing that we need to look at is, what do we do with the regret that we feel? Again, for the vast majority of people, we're going to have moments of regret in our lives. So figuring out what's a healthy way to approach it is really important.
That's absolutely right. That's the kind of stuff we're going to get into when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
During that entire last segment, I just had running through my brain that picture of the tattoo, misspelled tattoo that says no raggarts on it.
Yes!
No regrets.
No regrets. You know.
Indeed. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I have many regrets, but almost no regrets.
Maybe that's what that dude was doing. He's like, if I invent a new category of bad thing, I can say that I don't have any of it because I get to define it.
There you go.
And that
brilliant.
Was very self-actualized. We're continuing to answer a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how am I supposed to feel okay about all the bad stuff I did in my past? And Glenn, I actually want to start this segment off talking about terminology, because as people listen to the show know, our day job is working in Christian ministry with folks who are going through a hard time, plugging them into what faith and spirituality might look like in their lives. And there's a really, really good word from kind of Christian circles, and it's the term conviction. I think it's going to be very useful to us going forward here. What is conviction?
Well, you're right. Conviction is a great word in Christian circles. In legal circles, it's a bad word. And a lot of the people we work with are coming out of the legal system. You know,
first the one, then the other.
Yeah, there's an incarceration for a lot of the guys we're working with. And we have to define terms very carefully with them. But yeah, there's a difference between guilt, and guilt is an emotional state, a negative emotional state that we experience that weakens us, that puts us into a cycle of repeating it, as we talked about in the last segment. But conviction is different, and that's when our conscience tells us that we are better than this. That we would teach in our day job, as you point out, that God is that voice of our conscience and is bringing that conviction to us and saying, you shouldn't be doing this. You're smarter than this. You're better than this. I've created you for something better than this. And I think when you take a hold of that idea, it definitely changes things.
That's absolutely true. And Jed, Glenn did a great job with the kind of description of difference between guilt and conviction in theory. What effect do they have on our lives differently?
You know, it's night and day, really. Guilt, which tells you are bad and you did a bad thing because you are bad, it just keeps you trapped in a cycle of kind of doing the same bad stuff and feeling bad about it and doing the same bad stuff over and over again. Conviction, that voice that says, man, you're better than this. You're, like Glenn said, you're smarter than this, you're better than this, you're meant for more than this. That voice empowers you to make changes. It empowers you to take steps forward in a positive sense and get to a better place in your life. So even though both, in a sense, guilt and conviction can feel like forms of regret or forms of remorse, they're actually quite different, and they lead to very, very different places. So, of course, the question that we need to land on next is, how do we make sure that we're going with conviction in our lives rather than guilt in those moments of regret?
That is an excellent question, one that will bring a lot of good stuff in your lives. So that's what we're going to look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythmic, you're talking.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you decide to get any of the wisdom on this podcast tattooed onto your body, be sure and send us a JPEG, and we'll send you a Bridge Loud mouse pad.
Nice.
We're going to have to find someone to print mouse pads, but it's got to be possible. Also, joining us...
Do you use mouse pads at this point?
We will send you a used mouse pad that Jed scribbled The Bridge Loud on in a Sharpie. Speaking of Jed, we're also joined by him. He's the producer of the show and the man who puts the music together.
Known producer of artisanal handcrafted mouse pads.
We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, how am I supposed to feel okay about all the bad stuff I did in my past? And Glenn, we closed out that last segment where we were looking at conviction versus guilt. And Jed gives the very good question of, how do we make sure we're choosing that good path and letting things drive us to conviction as opposed to staying in those old cycles with the guilt?
Well, yeah, a phrase that we would use in our day job is that a tree is known by its fruit. That is to say, what you have inside of you will eventually be manifest in the way that you live your life. It will come out. What's inside of you will come into your outward expression of your life. And so, therefore, when we're looking at what conviction can do, it can bring that positive change about by recognizing there is something in me, something that's growing and changing inside me, and I can live into that person more and more every day. If I just look at that and say, I am better than the things that I have done, I can start making better choices and living a better life. And that's what we want for you.
It absolutely is. And Jed, I think Glenn brings up a very, very important thing there. And the difference between guilt and conviction is guilt is extremely binary.
Yeah.
It is, I'm a bad person, I did one bad thing that proves I'm a bad person. One of the things that may take some getting used to about conviction is it's all about progress. So how do we start to think in those terms?
That's a great question, man. The goal of living better is to live a little bit better today than we did yesterday. No one can actually transform every aspect of their life in 24 hours. So we're trying to make a little bit of improvement day by day. And so the question is, are you doing a little bit better than you used to do? Maybe one of the things you regret is that you lied to people. Are we lying to people a little bit less today than we did yesterday? Or to put it another way, are we being a little bit more honest today than we did yesterday? And as we string those days together, are we seeing something that's beginning to add up? You know, as the weeks turn into months and the months turn into years, are we finding that we are lying less than we used to? Are we finding that we're being more honest than we used to? If that's going on, then the odds are very high that we're coming from a place of conviction. And you should have your head held high. That's a great thing. We're proud of you. That's a great positive change. And that's a really good example of regret going through positive channels and turning into something good and positive in your life.
That is all fantastic stuff. And we will talk a little bit more about this when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Love someone makes it. Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Maybe we should replace the mouse pad idea with, like, one of those needle-pointed pillows.
Oh, yeah.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, and maybe the producer of some pillows. We don't know. Jed Brewer.
I would pay serious money for a pillow with no regrets cross-stitched on it by hand.
Wow. That's a money-making opportunity. Tonight we're answering a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how am I supposed to feel okay about all the bad stuff I did in my past? And of course, as we're talking about Bridge Loud branded merchandise, if you get, I don't know, maybe your whole back tattooed with a full transcript of the show, maybe we'll send you some secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
We will not just send you a canister with secret sauce written on it, because that would almost certainly not get through the Postal Service inspection. But, Glenn, as we mentioned earlier on the show, our day job is working with folks who are going through really extremely hard times and trying to get them, really what we're talking about here on the show, a vision for a way life could be better, for a God who wants a better life for them. And how does the stuff we've been talking about tonight about regret and conviction play into that?
Well, it plays a huge role, really, when you have a lot of rough stuff in your past, and certainly people we work with have a lot of that. It starts to really erode your confidence and erode your strength and making you feel, as we said before, weakened. And then when you try and say, okay, I need a higher power, I need God to come into my life and strengthen me, you start thinking, well, you know, maybe I've let God down the way I've let myself down, so God doesn't want to help me in the same way. I'm overwhelmed with the idea of helping myself. But the thing is, God doesn't get overwhelmed, that he wants to help you do better. He's there for you. He's your ally in this effort. He wants to be a part of this process, and he wants to give you the strength that you so desperately need, and that's what we want for you.
It absolutely is. I think for people who've never really looked at kind of Christianity or the Bible for themselves, if you just pick it up through kind of cultural stuff, you often get the misrepresentation that God looks for the most squared away churchy people starting off and then picks them and they get to do good stuff. And there's kind of this, as we were talking about, that binary. But if you actually look at the Bible, it's almost all crooks and swindlers and sex workers and people that Jesus sees something else in, and then gives, when they buy into that, it gives them the ability to live into a better life and a different life. But as we pointed out tonight, that's not a magic wand thing. That's something within them coming out and God being a big part of that process. That's certainly something we want for you. We think that's what God wants for you. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.